This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, TJ. Hope, I'm Billy Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
We had some weather roll through this weekend. So I did a little camping Saturday because it was supposed to be nice and got rained on. 3% chance of rain where I was. It found me. But Sunday was absolutely crazy weather-wise.
Yeah, I'm watching all of these branches fall out of trees. I go get up to turn the lights on. I'm like, oh, that's weird. This light switch isn't working. What are the chances all four light bulbs in this are out? Going through, checking all the switches. My power's out. So I look to see if there's any outages. None reported. I'm calling RG&E. And they're like, is anyone else in your condo development without power? So I'm looking out the window. I was like, I don't see any lights on. But there's smoke out there. It looks like something might be on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's like, okay, we'll look into it. Thanks. So I go outside, mosey on over. And a tree had fallen into an electrical wire. And the driveway's on fire.
So what was on fire in the driveway?
The tree had fallen over and then the electrical wires had caught all of the brush and all of the leaves that have been nice and dry.
Were you the first to discover this or were there people already on the scene?
Thankfully, there was already a fire truck there.
Okay.
So they had the road blocked off and then they couldn't put it out because it's an electrical fire. I was like, well, did somebody tell RG&E? I was like, I just called them, but like... They're like, they're not here yet. I was like, how long ago did you notify them? They're like, well, they know. There's so many times with emergencies that nobody ever calls.
They know. This was early. This was like 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah, yesterday morning. It was like 10 a.m.
We had, I was in church at that point, and literally the music had stopped from the, you know, the procession in, and then that huge gust of wind, which I'm sure was responsible for what you dealt with. This church is like an old A-frame made of wood.
Yeah.
I've been going there since 1993. I have never heard that building creak the way it creaked at that point. To the point where the pastor looked at me and I looked at him and it was that moment of, should we do something? But what are you going to do? Everybody in the basement! In Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Good morning.
It's hysterical how music just defines a generation. It's such a huge part of our life, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's just embedded in our brains. And there is a comedian, her name is Tess, and she went viral on social media for this two-word song challenge. And basically, it was just part of her stand-up. She's like, I guarantee I can tell what generation each of you were born in just by saying two words. And so she did the two-word challenge. And listen to this. I'm going to sing two words. Depending on how you finish, the lyrics defines what generation you're part of, okay?
All right.
So, Hope, I'll have you go first. Ready?
Okay.
Hey, now.
You're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play.
Okay. So, Smash Mouth, right?
Yeah.
From Shrek. Hey, now.
I would have gone, hey, but that's older than... Newer than the song you just did.
Normally it's hey now, don't dream it's over.
Yeah, gotcha. I gotcha.
Crowded house.
Yep.
Is Gen X cusping on a boomer? And according to this comedian, if you sang, hey, now you're an all-star, you're a millennial.
Oh.
So that tracks, right? Let's try it again. I'm going to try it again. So you finish this one. Laika.
I want to say like a virgin, but I
feel that's weird because
that's
a Gen X.
Yes. So, that was from the mid 80s.
Yeah. If you finished like a Rolling Stone, you're a boomer.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan song. And then millennials like a G6. So depending on how you played today in your car or wherever you're listening, where'd you rate? Was it pretty accurate?
I think that's pretty accurate. Yes. There's a bunch of songs that I think we all interpret differently. Same song, different interpretation.
Shake It's another one. If I said Shake It, what song is coming to mind?
Shake It, Shake It. I don't know the rest of the words, though.
Shake, 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 shake it. I don't know. I don't even think I'm singing the right song.
Neither of you going for Luke Bryan, Shake It For Me?
I'm 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope and I'm Billy Kidd. Have you heard about our new contest that we have going? You know the listen and win? This time around, it is a trip to Las Vegas to see Kenny Chesney at the Sphere.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh!
How crazy is that? So you log into the Odyssey app and you listen for 1 hour. It could be collective throughout the day. It could be 10 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at lunch, 40 minutes a night. As once you get to that hour, you've got your entry for the day. That is a bucket list venue for me.
Oh, you've got to go.
I'm like, I don't even care who's performing. I just want to go and experience. You've been there.
I did. I went to see U2 there. And then Lady Gaga came out unexpected.
But wow.
The whole thing is you can't even really, like, it's...
How big does it feel when you're inside that thing?
It's so immersive. It feels like you are on a gigantic ride. And like it feels like you're moving. It's crazy. It is not a concert. It is an experience. It really is. And it's all immersive. It's like a ridiculous, awesome sound. So it's like you're sitting on a speaker and you're in this whole... I can just imagine with Kenny Chesney, it'd just probably be beach.
It's going to be all beach and ocean.
Oh, yeah. You're just going to feel like you're in another world. It's going to be awesome.
Their website says there's 167,000 speakers.
Yeah.
And a 160,000 square foot screen.
Yeah.
That's multiple stories tall.
Man.
It's got to feel like you're in.
Well, it's, and the seating isn't like your typical seating. It's like a pitch. What's that called when it's almost straight up and down?
Like when you go to a Sabres game and you're way up top. And yes. It's almost like climbing a ladder to get to your seat.
It's like a ladder. So there's that. And then there's the whole floor area, which...
Standing room.
Oh, man. That I just can't even imagine. That must be just awesome. Because you don't see the back wall.
One of my go-to venues that I've always wanted to go was Red Rocks. And I got there last year.
Oh, yes.
Which... It is, I hate to use the word spiritual, but it's...
I heard it's, of course.
It's in the mountains.
Yeah.
It's this rock formation, and they carved a concert venue out of these rocks.
Yeah.
And you're surrounded by the light, and if, you know, the stage is in front of you, you look off to the right, there's Denver off in the distance, the lights from that, you look up, you're out in the boonies, so there's no lights around you. Right. All you see is the stars, and it was just like... I didn't want to leave. Concert was over, and they're like, you need to go now.
Get out.
E, the B Morning Coffee Club, TJ, Hope, Billy Kidd.
I can't believe that more than one person in this room owns a boat, and I haven't been invited on either of them this summer yet.
It's still early.
you didn't know that I had a 1981 Glastron, did you?
I didn't, and I haven't been invited on it yet.
Let me tell you. As long as we keep, well, one of the kids will, okay, so maybe 8 people can be in that boat, but I probably...
Is this a pontoon or like a little speedboat?
It's a Glastron.
I don't know what that means.
A 1980, so it's got the two little, you can sit in the front, but it's real low to the water, and it has a double seat and then a double seat in the back, so it doesn't seat a whole lot of people here. I'll show you a
picture.
Oh,
yeah, it's like a little speedboat.
Okay, yeah, we'll say that.
Do you drag people on tubes or water ski behind it?
Okay, so...
Oh, boy.
We used to.
He's prefacing this.
So, Steve got this thing for $500, okay?
But Steve, in his defense, is mechanical. He can fix anything.
He sure did.
Yeah.
And he recarpeted it.
Oh.
So, the passenger seat's only a little wobbly. So, but you know what? I'll sit in that because you're a guest. We'll let you sit on the front.
You get the solid seat up front.
Plus, you can't smell the fumes. In the front, like you can sitting in the back.
Does it smoke?
Yes. And the gas, it's like... Pfft. So we were tubing. We had the kids on a tube, and you know that little T thing on the back that you tie the tube onto. All of a sudden, it goes ping! And there goes my kids! And here goes the boat! And it totally disconnected from the boat. So we stop. I go, Steve! The kid, the boat is broken. The kids are in the middle of the lake. We got to go get them. And he goes, okay. So we turn around, and as the boat stops, I'm trying to pull the kids in. He goes, you got to hurry up because we're getting water in here. There was water pouring in the hole.
That had just been created.
He goes, we just got to start forward motion. We just got to start going forward to keep the water from
getting. We're okay as long as we keep moving.
I'm like, we need to get the kids in the boat. We can't just leave the kids here. He's like, hurry up. But other than that, so if you want to go for like a nice little ride, yeah.
Nothing about that sounds like a nice little ride. Billy, so your boat's still available?
My boat is about 3 years old. I think you'll be fine there.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.